G'day, this is NerkyWeird, and I'm MarvelTopSecret.com member podcast. The following is the third excerpt for this week's show of The Conspiracy Hour, hosted at nettalkradio.co.uk for March the 4th. It's the Aliens, UFOs, and Other Strange Phenomena, also Tech Talk, segment of the show for this week. Enjoy. You're listening to The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9pm Saturdays GMT, with your host, Nerky, the token crazy Australian. And now it's time for the Aliens, UFOs, and Other Strange Phenomena segment of the show for this week, March the 4th. Last week I did a couple of article reviews about chemtrails. Well, chemtrails. I can't get the damn things out of my head. I go outside, I see a line or even a cloud in the sky, and I think, ah, chemtrail! And I have to look at it again and realize that it's not a chemtrail. I am obsessed with chemtrails thanks to having done a chemtrail segment for the show last week. It's driving me batty. I can't get these chemtrails out of my damn head. I've been watching documentaries, doing website searches, and just going crazy looking for information for chemtrails. And there's lots of different information out there. There's paranoid people who think that chemtrails might be used to inoculate the population. There's optimistic people who think that the chemtrails might be used to fix the environment. There's more optimistic people out there who would prefer to be ignorant and just believe that the chemtrails are random standard contrails coming from low-flying aircraft in the right humidity conditions, and that there's nothing to worry about with the contrails, that they're not actually chemtrails, that they're contrails. There's even some belief out there that the chemtrails contain human erythrocytes that have anthrax-similar viral strains inside or attached to those human blood cells. There's even people that are claiming that there's polymer fibers coming from the contrails and that they contain the human blood cells and that they're using it to bind the chemtrails together so that they can more readily hold water and disperse over a town easier. There's videos out there of entire southwestern state of America's cities being covered by chemtrails, and then an hour or two later the whole sky has become a grey haze. Chemtrails, it's driving me crazy, I can't get these damn things out of my head. Now on the science side of the chemtrails, apparently contrails will only last for a couple of minutes given the right humidity and weather conditions. Now, why is it that these chemtrails can last for anything up to several hours in the atmosphere? Well, they're not unlike the skywriting system that you see when people want to write love letters or use them for giant advertising banners in the sky. They contain small metallic fibers that help excite the atmosphere into binding the water to those metallic fibers. Now, could this be used to start clouds and start rain? Unfortunately, if this were to occur, all the metallic fibers and everything inside the chemtrail would be spat down onto the earth. And this would create some very toxic rain. Nobody likes having aluminium rain down upon them, or as the Americans call it, aluminum. Now, apparently respiratory failure and respiratory related illnesses in America used to be about number 12 or so on the list of big killers back in the early 90s. Now, apparently, respiratory failure has risen to the third position of the biggest killer in America. What the hell? Is this because of emissions from cars and power plants and other industries, or is it because of the chemtrails spraying all these metallic fibers into the atmosphere? And is it even possibly because of the viral strains found in blood cells that were added to the chemtrails? Is this part of an inoculation plan to inoculate the American people and even the people in the rest of the world that see chemtrails from a possible future viral strain of anthrax? Now the strange question is, who would be doing this? Would the American government be doing it secretly without the American people's knowledge? That would mean that in 30 years' time we may be able to get it through in Freedom of Information Act. However, declassification of ongoing projects in relation to secret information is very hard to get. What my belief is that it might be a small shadow government that the rest of the government and the rest of the world don't know about that is secretly conducting these tests. Therefore, we need to find information about how they would be obtaining the planes, where they would be landing, where the chemicals are coming from, how often the planes go through, and therefore finding out the time zones that they would be starting and finishing in. And last but not least, we would be needing to find their agenda. Why would they be spraying chemtrails throughout the world? It's not just the northern continent of the Americas. There are chemtrails being sprayed throughout the world. All you have to do is Google for them, and you'll find thousands of the damn things. I'm even seeing them in Australia. It's not a general contrail that comes through from one side of the horizon to the other. In a low humidity day, when it's 25 degrees, that's centigrade, not Fahrenheit. Why are the chemtrails in the sky? Who's behind them? What can we do to protect ourselves from them? And what can we do to stop them? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves and find more information about. Get back to me on this topic. Skype me at Nurki_rocks. Or email me at nurki_rocks@hotmail.com. Or go to abovetopsecret.com and send the account name Nurki, N-R-K-Y, what's called a U2U, which is also known as a private message. It would be good to come back with some statements that people have made or sent to me to put into the show about chemtrails, because I can't get these damn things out of my head, and it would be great to have someone else's opinion on the show about chemtrails. Maybe I'm crazy, but I really hope I'm not. This is your host Nurki, the token crazy Australian, with his show The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9 p.m. GMT Saturdays, continuing the part of the show titled Aliens, UFOs and Other Strange Phenomena. Just restating my position on Orgon technology that I made in a statement in the show last week. I do not believe that the Orgon technology is false. I do slightly believe that there is energy that humans have that we can channel into devices that we can use to dissipate chemtrails. However, it has not been proven yet by scientists, so unfortunately science cannot prove the Orgon technology, so we'll have to rely on belief and our own personal evidence and experience with the Orgon technology. Since the Orgon technology being sold on the internet is very expensive, say $50 for a device that can dissipate chemtrails within a 2/3 of a kilometer radius, it's going to be very hard to prove without spending a lot of money. Is it a scam? I don't know, but I do believe that the Orgon technology has some background in the Chinese Qi force. But unfortunately, selling devices that channel the Qi forces is very dodgy. You can go to the internet and find out information about how to make your own Orgon devices. However, flux resin is very expensive and will still require a huge outlay of money in order to prove the theories about Orgon technology dissipating chemtrails. Science hasn't proven it, but belief can. So it's up to you to make your own decisions about whether or not you want to believe that Orgon technology can dissipate chemtrails. I really hope that it can, and I will be looking for some cheap resin flux to make my own Orgon devices. And you'll have to hear about that in a few weeks' time when I actually have some money to be able to buy the damn stuff. This is your host Nurki, the token crazy Australian, with The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about Echelon and what's called Jam Echelon Day, which was originally October 21st, 2001, but I would like to see every day be Jam Echelon Day. Echelon is actually a global surveillance system which uses a massively expensive network of computers to filter digital information, such as phone calls, emails, websites, etc. It filters out words such as terrorist and bomb, assassinate, president, etc. It's there to look for possible threats to American security. Now, I don't like being spied upon by the American government. They can suck my balls. So I have been doing what's called my Screw Echelon campaign, which is where I post a lot of the words which are in the lists that might be filtered by Echelon in every single post that I make in newsgroups and forums, so that every time that they want to go through and look for some of these words, they have to go through thousands of more pages than they would really need to do. This will waste time in the system and will eventually screw up their computers once they have to search every single fucking page on the internet. If we all do this and add lists of words which Echelon will look for into our websites and our posts and emails, and even when we talk about them in phone conversations and MSN conversations, the Echelon system will have to go through and search every single one of them. If we can get everybody to screw with the Echelon system, we won't have to worry about our privacy as much, because the computer will eventually fuck itself up so much that it won't be efficient and won't work. Now, I'm probably going to get my ass kicked by the federal police for doing this, but they they can suck my balls, because it's an American system that's spying on the people and is very secret. Therefore, in order to prove that I'm screwing with the Echelon system, they would need to prove that the Echelon system exists in the first place. They're not going to do this, and they're going to sit on the fence and not do a friggin' thing. Therefore, I'm perfectly safe, and so is everybody else that joins in the Screw Echelon campaign. Now, some of the words that the Echelon system might be looking for are information security, information warfare, privacy, informational terrorism, terrorism defensive information, defense information warfare, counterterrorism, spies, police, sniper, eavesdropping, debugging, interception, fax encryption, porno, asset, sex, chaining, codes, lock, Chicago posse, retinal fetish, world domination, dead, jihad, Osama, terrorist, bin Laden, Bush, assassinate, president, kill, destroy, nuclear, Soviet, garbage, stego, unclassified, declassified, reclassified, top secret, above top secret, blah 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 blah, and the list just goes on. So if you could please join in the Screw Echelon campaign and add some of these words, or even just go to the internet and look for some of the words that you might want to add to your forum posts, emails, telephone conversations, signatures for emails, etc., blah 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 blah, join in the Screw Echelon campaign and let's get rid of the machine that's destroying our civil liberties and rights from around the world. It doesn't matter where you come from, you can join in the Screw Echelon campaign. It even has filters for foreign language versions of these words. So if you don't speak English, or you do speak English and you also speak another language, add both of them. It has to do twice the searching and twice the processing in order to figure out what the words mean. So, since it's not in English, the database is huge and has to look for other language versions of the same words. So, let's screw Echelon and add these words to the end of your emails and podcasts and phone conversations and forum posts in order to screw with the system. Hoorah! This is Nurky, the token crazy Australian at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9 p.m. Sundays, or Saturdays, GMT, with his show, The Conspiracy Hour, which is also being shown at Podspace at abovetopsecret.com/podcast.html. If you don't catch the whole show and only just started listening in, go to abovetopsecret.com and check their Podspace within a few days, and I'll have uploaded this show to ATS's Podspace. And now continuing the aliens, UFOs, and other strange phenomena segment of the show with more about this thing called SERPO. SERPO, last week I went into it for a few minutes, and just a little bit of quick background, it's an internet rumor going about stating that a dozen scientists from the 60s, from 1965 to 1978, were sent to an alien planet called SERPO in an exchange program to swap information with the alien planet. This related to an incident that happened at Roswell, where one of their craft crashed, and we established communication with the Serpians, also known as the Ebens, and started up the exchange program a decade or two later. Now, with increasing evidence showing that SERPO is actually a hoax and a load of bullshit, someone else has come up with the idea that all this SERPO hoax might actually just be a supposed pre-release advertising and rumor campaign for a proposed video game relating to SERPO and the attack, or something that might happen after the SERPO incident of the exchange program. Well, if Serpo really is a video game, fuck that shit. I'm not going to be buying the game. I'll probably be helping to boycott it because they're trying to make fools of the conspiracy community and they can suck my left testicle. Now, to those of you who are devout Serpo nuts and have been obsessing about it for the past few months, I think you need to take a step back and realize that Serpo might be a load of bullshit and that you're just being a believer and that you need to reconsider your stance on whether or not you believe things so easily. There is an ever-increasing amount of evidence showing that Serpo has more inconsistencies than a science fiction show. In fact, it's even just bad science fiction. It might be great that we'd have an exchange program with an alien planet and that we'd be gaining information from them. However, the planet is shown to be located in between the two binary stars of the Zeta Reticuli star system, and the gravitational waves between the two stars would rip the planet apart, or that it might have particle streams going between the two suns, and that would make the planet completely uninhabitable, even at the poles. So personally, I think that Serpo is a load of crap and that some people need to get over it and move on to a new conspiracy idea and stop playing the game that these people that might be releasing the video game want you to play. It's all just an advertising word-of-mouth campaign to get people to eventually buy the Serpo game. Well, I'm certainly not going to be do that, and they can suck my left nut. Well, I just reached the halfway point of the show a couple of minutes ago, so now I'm going to have to do a quick overview of the first half of the show for those of you that just came in. Infinite Global Podcast.